This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That brings us to 5:40, and up next, it's Today on Twitter, where the question is, should your 20s be dedicated to work?
Okay, I cannot be the only person who heard this advice a lot when I was in my 20s.
I think actually there's something that gets told to you a lot, especially by people who are not in their 20s.
No. So this comes by way of a tweet from Finbiz Jedi, who said, unsolicited career advice. Work your butt off in your 20s. Forget about work-life balance and all the other nonsense you hear about. By the way, I'm censoring. Nonsense was actually a harsher word. You're still young. You can test yourself physically, train your mind to work under long, intense pressure, identify limits, have fun, keep fit for energy. And this opened up a whole conversation about on work-life balance in your 20s with the majority of people. And I'm just going to say upfront, myself included, disagreeing with the tweet, and then a few claiming that there's some value here.
Yes. So it's an interesting one. As you said, not something unheard of, right? You keep getting told, oh, you're young, you can put in the time now, you should prioritize work because it'll lead to great rewards later. But if we just look at the tweets, I think bringing up some great arguments against this sort of thinking. August says, unsolicited career advice. Learn to balance and prioritize in your 20s. Have friends, hobbies, and goals outside of work. Contribute to strengthening your community. Practice gentleness and ease. Set yourself up for a life of meaningful work and meaningful rest. Love everything about that tweet. But also, I think pointing out that I don't think we need to implement at any point in your life, this thinking that your work is everything and everything about your life, and that everything else should come second.
Actually, if I may, I think that my central issue with the tweet that we're starting our show with is actually that it posits that work is everything that your life should be in service to. Because one of the points that was raised was have fun and keep fit for energy, which is to say keep fit for energy to then dedicate back towards the workplace.
You are but a resource.
and I think that I'm uncomfortable with that, partly because I think that the other side of this coin is the thing that we always hear, which is that your workplace will replace you. Your family cannot, you know. And so why it is that we're even thinking about it in this context, I don't know. So Raina says, you're still young, bruh. I've worked so hard that I've severe work burnout, which worsens my already severe depression, and I'm still poor. Please, this is the worst advice ever. We also have Mrs. Winter's Music, who says, nah, this is bad advice. Take it from an overachiever who burned way out in my early 20s and really wished I had just chilled more. While Fata says, this is awkward because this totally worked for me, lol.
Yeah, so we did say there are some who are agreeing with this, right?
Yes.
Faik Anwar, for instance, says, I agree. I did all of this back in my 20s, even after my firstborn. If I didn't do it, I wouldn't be where I am today. But I think that I think the thing is, my hesitation with saying it worked for me in general is that one person's limit is not the same as everyone's limit. And having an external force, i.e. your workplace, dictate what that limit is, I think sets a fairly dangerous precedent.
So I think that we should also quite clearly say that this is up to you, right? I think that everybody is allowed, obviously, their own freedoms to decide in their 20s, in their teens, whenever, what it is that they want to prioritize. And, you know, if you listen to that tweet and you think, yes, actually, my career has always been the thing that I wanted to excel at and I will do anything to get there, by all means, more power to you, and this might work. However, I think that what we're trying to talk about now is the prevailing mindset and whether or not that should then be applied to every working person in their 20s, because for a long time, I think it has felt like younger people were not allowed to say, actually, I don't think I want to do that. Mm. I don't think I want to stay after hours. I don't think that I want to be the young upstarts in the company who are worked to the bone because I haven't paid my dues, you know? And I think that addressing that difference between a personal desire to excel at your career versus the desire that, like you said, a company is foisting upon you, there's a difference.
And because there's always the assumption, especially by older people or seniors in a workplace, or even in many cases, parents, relatives, and so on, that you're somehow lazy or unmotivated or just not trying hard enough when you're not willing to do that, right? Like if you're not the person staying back till midnight, finishing up work, that somehow you don't want this enough. And I think that is a... I think it's one of those things that we need to stop. Like we've talked about this a lot, the fact that the pandemic has helped us rethink, hopefully, the fact that just remaining in an office doesn't necessarily mean you're working hard. And I think this is one of those things that can be addressed as well, that you can be a committed worker without necessarily killing yourself over it, without necessarily spending every waking hour in the office.
So some people are making the connection between, go hard in your 20s, but watch out for your 30s. Because let's see, we have this from Frost Ferox, who says, I did this in my 20s, and now that I'm in my 30s, my career and finances, stable. But my physical health, family planning, and mental welfare are less so, let's just say. I'm laughing too at the juxtaposition of forget work-life balance and identify limits. Meanwhile, Harizinal says, sure, push yourself when you're relatively younger and you have fewer commitments. But just keep in mind that the way you treat your body in your 20s will show in your 30s.
That is wise advice. We are talking about this because of a tweet that says essentially, you know, you should push yourself in your 20s because that's when you can excel in your career. Forget about work-life balance. So we're asking you for your thoughts. Do you agree that 20s are for going hard at work? What work advice have you received that hasn't been all that helpful? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a couple of very different things this hour. So earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing a tweet that essentially says those in their 20s should push themselves, forget about work and life balance. That's the way to get ahead. And so we've been asking you for your thoughts. Do you agree with this? And if you don't, what work advice have you received that hasn't really been all that helpful? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with some messages on work-life balance and being in your 20s.
So let's start with Mohan, who says, work-life balance is a myth. It's just not possible to excel in a field if you observe work-life balance. Firstly, one can't even define it. So to observe, measure, or practice is simply not possible.
So I think it's not a black or white thing. I think each person needs to be able to define for themselves what that means and how best to come closest to that balance. We may not always get it. And I think it's also a shifting thing. There may be periods in your life where you're more willing to invest more in your work and then other points where you need time for yourself or your family or just a holiday.
In other words, it's not static, right? Mm. So I think that the perhaps when we say balance, what it evokes is a seesaw and this idea that we're going to somehow find the tipping point and then just keep it there forever and it's going to be fine. And I think the truth of the matter is, like you said, it's not static, and that therefore, if in your 20s, which is what the tweet suggests, you want to push the needle quite far and say that, you know what, I'm not going to prioritize my personal life, I'm going to go really hard on work. Again, I don't think that... we are here to say that that's a bad thing. I think what we're here to say is that maybe that shouldn't be defined by your workplace. If you, as you say, want to excel, if you want to not have work-life balance and that's a goal of yours, that's fine. But I think if it's something that's expected in your company, that's when it becomes a problem.
So there are two messages that I think mirror each other quite a bit. Sharizal says, different people, different journeys. Mm-hmm. Wenjo, meanwhile, says, or integrate life into your work. My second job was that most of us were single, without commitments. We stayed up together, bonded over time. We hung out together, had lots of fun outside the office. Till today, we remain in touch, and I've never found colleague relationships, or should I say friendships, like the ones I've had in that job, even after leaving for almost 2 years. And the reason I contrasted that with Sharizal's message was because, again, this is a different journey for a particular person. I don't think this necessarily is what everyone, one can find, the other being might want.
I agree with that. I also think, at least in my experience, Wenjo, totally had this, and I agree that it is something that you're more likely to get when you're younger. Mm. You know, there is something about being a fresh, unattached grad with with a lot of time, right? With a bit more time, with a bit more space, and with a bit more desire to go, yeah, we've worked till midnight. Now, would you like to go downstairs and have a teo ice? You know, because whatever, we're here already. Let's just keep going. And it is true that those kinds of things forge friendships. And I love that you brought that up, because that's kind of another perspective of this idea of overwork.
Alvin, meanwhile, says, never mind your 20s. I don't even get work-life balance in my 40s. It's not something you get in Malaysia. After all, we're the world's fourth most overworked country globally. Imagine the number of work emails I got yesterday, even despite it being a public holiday. It's the same as the number of emails I get on a regular workday, including emails from my staff.
And this is why I don't recommend going hard in your 20s, because of the myth that it is going to be rewarded in your 40s or in your 30s or whatever other decade. Because, of course, when you set a certain pace, I also think even on a personal level, when you set a certain pace, it's actually quite hard to undo or dial it back.
No, I agree. And I think that actually it's more of the you getting used to just things just being this way that is the slippery slope that you need to watch out for. Do keep those thoughts coming on whether you think the 20s is the time to push yourself to work. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.